this Motzei Shabbos to talk a bit about one of the most famous Yonim of Tzavos, Rav Yehuda Chosid, which is about blocking up windows, doors, and what's included in that. And is there a way you can do it? So the door in Tzavos Rav Yehuda Chosid state, but Tzavos Rav Yehuda Chosid are very short things. Oh, sorry. This is Ois Chof, there's quite a few Oises in Tzavos Rav Yehuda Chosid. Ois Chof state, one shouldn't completely block up a window or a door. The derech is to go out through that. And a yinkoiv nekev cotton boy. One should put a small hole there for them to go through. So, without listening, Rav Yehuda Chosid is going to. From the Gresta Rishonim, if you see how the Rishonim talk about him, the Gewaltiger Zacher, Gewaltiger Rishonim, says Pilei Ploim. And thus the Zicher, whatever he said, Chatam Makar. Chatam Makar. The Emes, on this item, he says himself, Barich is Godel, the Makar. In Sefer Chassidim itself, Tof Shim and Vov. Right, so I spent a ganze meise do a klovim. And the Shitin Gomorrah, Klovim, when the Malach Moses comes to town, they cry. When the Eliyahu Novi comes, they laugh. And he says, he talks about that, and what animals see. He said, if people wouldn't say what they saw, they'd see more. Now, the village of Nashamayim should talk out everything they see, so they can't see. But animals see much more. What human beings see. Zucht also, I'm just going to tell you what he says. Sehr interessante Sache. He goes to the master of Bilam and his ass. The master, in Parshas Balak. Zucht, the ass saw what Bilam didn't see. Zucht, fragte, so he saw the Malach. If you got a Malach, these little narrow country roads, and you've got a car coming, you're going in one direction, another car coming opposite you. Inshallah, what do you do? So you're stuck, unless you go to a place, usually they have a runway where you can...
Lay bites.
Oh. So what do you do, Abba, when you've got an Osain coming up against a Malach? What's this one? Fregte, just a minute, a Malach, what's the problem? Give a fly over. Fly over the Osain and carry on. What's the problem? The Lom Moloi not a Malach that's had the minute of smile, you frag Bavir. Why doesn't the Malach can go sideways above? Why didn't the Malach just make himself scarce when he looks at his own stern and also. Shenema ki yorat ha-derech negdi. The derech is standing in my way. Why? Jump over. fly over. Understand the kasha? Yes. Never thought of that kasha in a pasha's bullock. So into Santa kasha. Zukte azoi. It brings rash in the Gomorrah Barzin. Mikam, Elo Mikam. From here, he says, it's a sakona listom chaloinis of tzochim. From this mice of Bilom, with the ass and the malach, we have a raya that we should be careful not to block up windows and doors. Why? Because Shamol Nigzar, the Shadim, that means Malachim as well. Another place, Shadim Forge Malachim. She'ein lahem lav re'le bois ha'darech. There isn't Malachim, Shadim, all these Maruchim Zika Brias have not got the freedom of passage. It's not like we have. Alts, as I'm trying to say, Alts is Nigzav Tzim and Hashem, exactly where they're allowed to go, where they're not allowed to go. There's a raf in the Gemara in Chulin. The master there in the Gemara in Chulin that some people were carrying a heavy daf kufay on the base in Chulin. Have a look at the bottom on the base dot. That people were carrying a barrel and they want to have a rest. So they put the barrel down and the barrel platzed. So they platzed the barrel. So it's past the barrel. So it's also a very interesting one. Plenty of sun to that. So it platzed, this whole barrel platzed, and the wine went to waste. And they put this barrel under a gutter, under a rain gutter, yeah? Under a gutter. So, also the coming of Mabar Ravashi. So, because the Gemara says before that, you shouldn't put barrels under a gutter because shchichim mazikim. There's mazikim there. So these people put this barrel there under mazav, under a gutter, and it platzed. So they came to Ma'abar Ravashi, and they looked up, but Namar Shofris, and blows and shofar and put this Shin Dalad in Nachayim, Nashamta. Breaking people's barrels. Also the Kami, so this Shin Dalad came to Ma'abar Ravashi. He says, so Ravashi says, Amai Tavitochi, why do you do that? Breaking people's barrels. Mm-hmm. Interesting. There was a shaykhus between human beings and shadim in days by gone. Umale, so the mazik said to Ma'abar Ravashi, Hey Chiyavit, what could I do? Ki oisve boinoi. I was sleeping, and they put this barrel right in my ear. And they disturbed me. So I burst the barrel. Push it to normal behavior now. So he said, well, you put yourself to sleep in a mokum, the shrichi rabbin, there's a rabbin there, you shouldn't have done that. And you're responsible. Up to the shonis, you did something unusual, and therefore you got to pay. Yeah, now, choyse shit hasach zachem ba'at shedim, you know, where they eat and drink and all that. I've never seen they've got money. Yeah, shtetin shabal zin, they come all zukto, they haven't got money. They find it in different ways. So zukto, yeah, so they sent to give him a time to pay, and he didn't pay. This is not to get to the whole thing, this shikol, no, it's just something. Oh, so you said, so you asked him, so after a time, it went long past the payment date, and he hadn't paid. He said, what should I do? He said, anything which is tied up or sealed, we've got no rishus to touch. So I couldn't find any money which was not sealed. So I couldn't get any money. So I have to wait until I find something else hefker. Oh, what does the maaser? Shteit door. So we see here, this mazik had no choice to go anywhere else. Betzem. As those unfortunate, listen, this reaction, don't listen. Our maaser says they had a mokum to go, and that's it. So he was tied there. He had no right to move anywhere else. As those zogun derishonim, shatting him. I'm not going to go into the whole chat about it because I'm going to say cautious and I'm telling you, but that's not the point of the shiur. So they've got a fixed way to go. And therefore, if you don't let them pass, you're matriach the shadim to go in a different way. And they get angry. And that's why Vatilchat says regel bilam alakir. The Osoin pressed the foot of Bilam to the wall. So that the malach should pass in the way that was nigzal for him to be able to pass. So it brings us the eye from this Gemara I just said to you. And stay to the Gemara of Suchim. I got on some mice though. Yeah, if you see a dog behaving strangely and moving backwards on its tail, that's as soon as he's met the Malach Moris, so he's got to be scared, he goes back. Aran Samaisadu. Then he brings out his uncle, his cousin, Yaakov ben Doidi. So if you see a dog and he's moving backwards, that's because you can see the Malach Moris, so he's scared. And if you kick him and push him to go forwards, he'll die. Or the person sent him to go there will die. So if the animal dies, it's a kapora for that person. Shemnishlach etzei ha-malach ahu na-misei. Kamo ha-osen shel Bilam. Shemnichnas ha-ligvul ha-malach. The osen of Bilam went into the area of the malach, the malach was supposed to go. V'horga ha-malach. The malach killed it. Shenema ki ha-ato gam oischa ha-rakti v'oischach yesi. Oischa kapora to Bilam. This was a kapora for Bilam, that he wasn't killed. So here we learn that the death of the Osain enabled Bilam to live. Because if not for that, so just straight impossible. Otherwise I would have killed you. I got some answer. Oh, but this is the Makar, this thing. Here Yudhus says himself. The Makar is that there's a We think everybody gets free passage, free, you can go wherever you want. Nish azay. Human beings have, of a nish behemoth, and nish shedim, and nish malochim. So the malach had to go this way. He didn't have a rishus to jump over. He didn't have a rishus to go left or right. He had to go straight. And he clashed with the osain. So Bilam had suffered from it first, but he pressed his foot into the wall, and himself, the osain itself died. So this Zukta Rabbi Yehuda Chosi, this is the makar for the Indian of being careful not to block up openings where it could be, he says, Shama, where it could be, that's a question of Medina, it could be that this is the derech that was given to this mazik, and the person stands in this way by blocking up the hole, is it can cause him damage. The mazik can cause harm.
Can you drive in a narrow road?
Can you drive in a narrow road with the walls on the side? Maybe a malach coming up with it? Walls? Bishuv. Come to Rodash Yah. Bishuv nicht kam Elohim. Hat der Katz gerade gefragt, wie hat er gewusst? Wie hat er am gewusst? Sogt der Katz gerade nicht gewusst. Er hat gepasst mit der See. Der Ramm hat gepasst und mehr ist ja nicht da. Was?
One second, because the wind, you don't know, after the wind, the opening of the wind, that's the derech, that these shindalas go, that's it. Was? Yeah, all right. Aber Epis ist doch, weißt du was? Epis ist doch. Epis ist doch. Du komm raus, ist doch Epis, ja? So Epis. Ja. Ich kann nicht mal sein, alle Hilches schäden, du. Sag dir, how it works. Ja, genau, was steht? Was steht schon? So, oh, I can put in, this is a makar, this up there, this is a makar for the whole Indian of not blocking openings because you don't know. If you don't know, I just want to stress this point. You state to because Shema. It says Shema. The main, the Poskim say, Taka, the Poskim say that if this has been an opening, has been blocked up for many years, and there's never been a problem, then you don't have to be worried about it. Why? Don't be concerned. Because if you see nothing's happened, so this Shin Dalet has been moved to a different area. Yeah? He's been he's moved his area. He's not here anymore. Otherwise, why hasn't it caused any damage? He's gone, so made a doctrine change choices out. So Nafguna, if something's been in a situation of blocked up for many years and there's been no hezek, doctrine choices out. So that's that's from them. That's Shamo. He says Shamo him lava here. What is that? Okay. The world is there, makud of them. Yeah. And we don't block up. We don't. If you have a door, you have a window. You want to close it, so you close it. But you leave a bit of opening. How do you leave an opening? An opening with, what do you put a tube through the wall, to the opening of the wall, or where the window was or where the door was, and you put a tube through the door, and that's okay. What's okay? Just leave it. Do you have to leave it open? Do you have to leave the opening? Do you have to leave the ends of the pipe open?
The window's also closed.
What?
Why can't you close it? The window's also closed.
Yeah, but I'm more often, I'm more closed. But here, if you block it up, it's always closed. You can't open it. Yeah? Okay. One second. I told you, I can't answer. No, there's a point. No, you're just talking to Nikodo. One second. Yeah. A number of years ago, Rav Matzil Shlita was here. So I just remember, I can't remember why, but Shmini Atzeres Manacht, I went in to speak to him. I can't remember what it was about. But he told me then that Egvein by the stipler, and while he was talking to the stipler, somebody came in, Agafrit, they shouted for the stipler. As he's blocked up, blocking up window or door, I can't remember the detail exactly what it was, and he wants to put in a tube, as though he used to become, does he have to leave the two ends open or not? Up the stipling goes up, no. You can block the two ends, you can block up the two ends, just saying, that's what goes up, so you can block up the two ends, that's okay. So the Emes, so he said, the Emes said to me, he said, I couldn't understand. What's the pshat? What's the issue? If you can block it up, so leave it blocked. What's the nachin? Leave the wall there. What do you have to block? What do you have to go, have the whole thing of putting a tube through? Yeah. So he went to me. Zicho gezicht a bissel. And I found. I got troffen a tube in Tzemach Tzedek. And I found it printed in this other Sefer Chassidim, the one from Moshe Rav Kook, there's a chew here just at the end of Tzavos Chav Yudah Chassid. He brings a chew of Tzavach Tzadek, and right at the end of the chew, right at the end of the Tzavos, the end of the chew, one second,
steht a letter from a letter from Saint Sadek, and he says like this. He says the Indian steamers Hachaloin Vdales. This is Saint Sadek writing. See the Indian steamers Hachaloin Vdales. Sivo quod kedusha sadoni ovis keni moir rabbi zechon lechtak yivochin shum seiden. That is the Balatanya. So he's quoting Balatanya, who said, "Las is choir bastima." If you blocked up, you cemented it up, make a hole in that steamer in the blocking up, with a cordet, a treble, yeah, a tube of metal, shematras. Vafilas stuma mi beis tzadodim. Even if this tube is blocked from both ends, v'gam yechayne machkach lo tuch betit. You can then even cement over it. So you can't even see from either side that there's anything stuck in the wall at all. Tzorei Chaim. It comes from Sefer Tzorei Chaim. So Dosh Teit, more or less what this type has said. But we still don't understand it. What's the pshat from them? So again, I don't know how much this is, exactly what this is. I didn't go look for Sefer Tzorei Chaim, but Satmir, yeah, the Chayim is there tomorrow. But when this new Sefer Chassidim came out from Rav Gutzman, we can't get there, because the Chush is there, the Chush is there, He brought out this Sefer Chassidim, and I saw here that they bring Taka, Kama Gedolim, and interesting, the Iker from the Rebbe Sherevus. Interesting. So Sedek, and the Rebbe Rishab, quite a few of them, who say this, that this blockage, you can say some of it. This blockage got to be a kind of a blockage which is made that you can remove it if you want to. So like I say, why stories of these chaver, they're not on blockages, yeah. It's not just if you just cement it over. Why make a blockage in the first place? Just leave it to finish. Well, the muscle we make, yeah, there's a problem, the muscle, you've got a chimney breast, and you've taken it away, and you've closed up the part of the chimney that went through the floor. So part of it goes through the floor. So it goes first through the upstairs, so from downstairs to upstairs. So you've got the ceiling, which is, plastered. And on top, above it, is a floor. And through that floor went there was a hole where the chimney went. So that you mustn't block up. So what do? You put a tube through it. Where you went through where it used to go through the hole. It's not always so easy to identify. And you put a tube through it. But you can cover the both ends. You can cover with cement or anything, but it's in a way that it's like a stopper for the tube. So therefore, it's got to be made in such a way that you are able to remove it like a you can take a stopper out of a tube. That's enough. As I can imagine. And they all say the same thing. In other words, otherwise, if you can just stop, what do you need to stop it? What do you need to do the whole thing for? Leave it. There's a hollow anyhow between the floor and the ceiling. It's okay. All those we talk about in the chaotic space. So you malaf lazen often. You've got to leave something open, and you can block it up if you need to. So it brings with it a lot of practical problems. The muscle, if you had a chimney going through a roof, so the part where the chimney went through the roof, you've got to leave open. So normal a tiled roof, so there's always a space between the tiles. So at the point where the chimney went through the roof, and now you put tiles there, so there'll be a space. So it's almost under space. But only if you don't felt the inside of the roof. Nowadays, people have it felted. So then you've got sheets of felt blocking all the openings between the tiles on the roof, so you've got nothing open. So you have to open something there. So you've got to open it. So you've got to open it carefully, so you leave a little loch somewhere where it'll be underneath. Underneath the tile on top, shouldn't rain in, otherwise you have a problem. But it's quite practice, yeah. Oh, but you've got to leave it open. Dust does nothing. There's plenty of shilas like that. What do you do? I remember I had a shilah a few weeks ago. Somebody replaced, redid his house. Yeah, the house. And he took out a window, which had an opening window, and replaced it, and he made the room bigger, and replaced it with a very large double glazed window. And which got hacked as though a problem. What's he do now? I think he thought that he can't, there's no way he's going to be able to cut open a little hole in this double glazed window. Yeah, I would have thought it's probably quite difficult too, unless he replaces the window with another one and puts a little one in the place where the window used to open. Oh, it's a big problem. What do you do? Yeah. Nobody had a good answer really. All they said was that the best thing they said was to make a hole right at the end of the window, tuck it not in the place where it was before, just hope for the best. Yeah. Or change the window. Do something there. It's a big problem. So one has to have in mind when one builds that kind of thing, one has to know what one is doing. These things are problems. These things are in your name. What's on that factor gave me? That factor gave me. Sorry? Sorry, I don't understand. Sorry. One second. Oh. Is so the mushroom, when you take away a chimney breast, and what do you do with that chimney breast took away? Why do you take it away? Because you want the space for something. Yeah, but you've got to remember, usually what happens is you've taken away the chimney breast of where the chimney hole, where the hole for the smoke going out, went through this chimney breast, went from the downstairs through the ceiling, and then the floor upstairs and so on. So at each point where it went through the ceiling, you've got to put a tube to go right through the ceiling and the floor above, but you can make it in such a way that the tube is covered in such a way that it's like a lid. So that lid could theoretically be taken off if one desired, if one wished to. Kenzan, the Shin Dalet, however they do. You know, Bokshem, you don't know about it. But that's the idea. It should be something which you can remove and be put back. But if you just block it up, Golem, Gornish, it's Gornish, it doesn't help.
So,
yeah, make sure. Because there's an opening there which you blocked up. There's an opening. No, yeah, but you've blocked up. You blocked up the opening from the upstairs, from the downstairs to the upstairs. Yeah? That's you're blocking up. So you're going to put a hole through, a pipe through the downstairs to upstairs. And, what else? Yeah.
Plasterboard.
Yeah. Plasterboard. Yeah, but you've got to have something there as a steamer, which, like, you know, a sheet of paper or something, to show that this is a temporary hole. Yeah. Just stuff and that. That's something you should do. And this applies to any dira, any mukum dira, anything, even a bisaknesis, even a bismedish, a filler, a door mitzvah, a door shemitzvah, aber medaf, as they pass in the alach, the health. If you look through, you find machlokes thing there. Oh, the maskon is in these achim shachashav sakuna. You don't mess around. So you just leave something open there, and
And you can do it later on. I mean, if you haven't done it, you can do it after. Somebody gets under the drill, and you make a small hole, and you can fit a tube through it. The idea of the tube also is that the hole shouldn't close. If you put a tube, if you just make a hole in a loch in a wall on the ceiling, eventually it'll get blocked with staub, you know, with dust from. So you leave it like that, it should remain open. Even a cellar, a martif, which is not mukum dira, steht nach einem solch machm sein. One of the shailas they asked today is, what about an air conditioning unit? An air conditioning unit, which you fixed in, and now you want to remove it and close the hole, and put it somewhere else, or whatever it is. Yeah? So you're blocking up a hole. Aber so kann man auch noch sagen, das ist der Rabazabrengstrichet. Da ist auch der Klau, Rabazabrengstrichet. Das ist der Klau, was er bringt von der Chasnisch, aber steht nicht in das Kadeschim, steht in Friorichet. As wherever the Mitzvah is not exactly as the Sefer Chassidim talks about it, we're not choshish for anything. We're only choshish if the Mitzvah that you're faced with is exactly what he talks about. Meila steht dort a chaloin ad Pesach. What? Yeah. So a chaloin ad Pesach. A chaloin ad Pesach is a chaloin ad Pesach. A hole for air conditioning unit is nishka chalon, nishkan pesach. You don't have to be chishish, you can block it up without stopping it. Mamela, as a zeri zok, na ruba zel vazach. A skylight is not together pesach, it's not together chalon. Mamela is mish chishish for them. Yeah? Sorry? Chimney is a andre zach. A chimney, there's two things, I want to come to that in a minute, yeah, there's a very important code there. There's two shtiktach of Yudah Chosid. But a chimney is also, is a Pesach, the Maisa, it is a Pesach, but it's a Pesach of a Tanur. It's an andre din, a Tanur is a different thing, I'll show you in a minute. And this causes a problem. This causes a problem. Shtiktach, one of the people he quotes here, he says a tefach and a half. Well, it's not Dafka, it's anything. A small hole. This chaver can get through any size hole. Yeah, there's no sizes. Is there a zweite Rabbi Yehuda Chosid? This was Ois Chof. There's another Rabbi Yehuda Chosid in Ois Memtes, which is very, very similar to this one, but it's not the same. And that's about Tanur. Sim Memtes. Sorry. It's the chimney through which the smoke goes out is worse because Shtin Ramban. Rabban says, I think Pash Zachimus, he says, by the Meister from the Sizbuch Oigal Shadim, so the Ramban, because the Ikum Mozoin of the Shadim is the smoke and the fire from a fire. This is Mozoinom, that's the Mozin. So if you block that, it's going to be a problem for them. And that's their food. Mele, this is a Sakoba. So a chimney is a different category, although in many ways it's similar. Balzain. And I'll show you one big chiluk which states. By blocking a door or a window, the takon is push it, make a hole, put the tube through, make a hole, and that's all you have to worry about. Here, shtin savom memtes, shtetazoi, lo yitaitz odom tanur v'kiraim. A person shouldn't knock down and destroy an oven, or a kiraim, a cooker, which is made of bricks and stone, all that together. Sha'ifin bai, in which one bakes, yishtamish bai samukim, to use that place. Eli yaniach oisir the sakin shenis, just repair it. If it's broken, repair it. Make it usable again. Ki sakonu gedoyla kol oisir eile. Here he says the words, sakonu gedoyla. So the chonim amadakdik, that even people are not choshes, do andere zogen as man the cup in Kopdina leim and the look of Kopdina. Aber if aber blocking up an oven opening, an oven place where it was oven, is then sakun gedele. Das darf man schon machen. Aber once there was an oven there, it's a sakuna to destroy. So, aber dort steht the words, to use the place where the oven was. By doors and windows, holes. Yeah, it's that place, not to use that mukum. And this, you should know, this is a shalus kind for zeh sach. People move around, they rebuild, they reduce whatever the rooms and so on, and then and you need room for more, you need more bedroom space, so you make the place, you broaden out, you make an extension, and you take out the chimneys, and where the chimney was, you planned, it just looks up nice, yeah, very good, I can have an extra bed there, right? Have another two children sleeping there. Come to stay, do second go there. Is the shayla is, so what's tefillin? So you're right, you always say, yeah, it looks richtig, that andere zogen, aber steht do tanne shayfin boy, which you cook, for baking, cooking. Aber if it's not made for that, if it's made only for heating, Sach zogentag, das ist nicht kenissa. Problem is, especially with older houses, very often the mukum of the tanur in the kitchen, that kind of thing, used to be tanur shreifin boy. For example, tanur shreifin boy. There used to be, so it's a grain, and there used to be, and even not on the ground floor, even upstairs on the first floor, there were tanurim, the possum gun big name, there were tanurim, in the room there was a tanur, and on the side there was a little thing for cooking, for heating things in. Those, some people still live in a Zaha house. Yeah, the English koch, yeah, the English koch, the English, what? Yeah, kitchen. It's called. What's it called? What's it called? The range. Not the range. What's it? No, what's it called? What's it? What? Aga. No, Anders. Aga. 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 No. But it used to be. I remember. Those are not as young as the. Some people are. In the kitchen was a big fireplace with doors in the fireplace, solid iron, cast iron doors. And in those, and the fire was in the fireplace, and these doors on the side, that was placed. That's what you cooked there. We cooked often. And the hot water was in a a thing at the back of the fire, and cigarettes on the koch, the back of the cigarettes, a bit like, just used like an aga is now. So, and some people had, maybe the more modern houses then those days, as they had in the bedrooms also as our cooker. They want a hot cup of coffee, they want to go downstairs. So, we got dort in the koch. So, a lot of these places could have been, older houses could have been places where there was a tunnel. So the shal is of us, of you guys, that's a makvizan's day. At this moment in time, I haven't got a way of checking out. But I have heard B'Shem the Mechsitzchop. As I gazoked, as where they've taken a tunnel out, where they've taken a fireplace out, a tunnel out, is also the shtamish by simukum. Also the shtamish by simukum. That means al atzad letter will not be mechalek between a tunnel shoif and dafka or the other and any tunnel. If you take out a heating thing, so it's also the shtamish by simukum. So if you arrange and the whole architecture and the whole thing, the change you made to fit in another bed or two, this is not for levira, because you can't use, come to this, please, you can't use that area from where the oven was removed. Sakona.
Yeah, you are. So for example, you put a cover there, put anything there, something like that, something solid, something you can't sleep on. Because Shlach Peder is not sleeping there. And the reason why people do that is only to get more space for sleeping on. That's all the ganze Sache. And there, so if you're stuck, if you've got this problem, yeah, so you've not achieved anything. Yeah, so Sazach was a crazy problem. So before one does that, before one goes to the architect, Afila, darf man fragen exactly what you can do, what you can't do. If you want to get out of any chashoshes and zweikas in die Sachen, yes, chamiyos hakanzu misura, and so on, darf achten geben. So that's what people are machmir on these things, alle chumras. So before you make such a change, da mashal chonecho, you've got to find out what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do. Now some people will be makbid on one thing, yeah, and most people, the chayyim talk about this. Some people are makbid on zachem such kind of car, and on these zachem such kind of car, then zinch makbid. No, I'll give you an example. You got zorzah alachak pulled in the welt, shtet nishnagetz pashas, that not to sleep with your feet towards the floor, towards the door. Yeah, that's for me. I think you'll not find that anyway. A lot of these hakpod shtet nishnagetz. Yeah, so you shtet. The welt is makvid, not to eat from the crust at the end of a bread. Kosher shikra. Which status? Nowhere. Man kann nicht den ganzen Weg machen. Ja. So he also, it's people, in order to be makbid, the children shouldn't sleep with their feet to the door. Yes, yeah, so make this extension fit in. They're going to be sleeping in a place where there's a tanur. Not makbid on that. So that's a yetziva ba'ara, the gerubish meishmai. Azach was state, ja, then they're not makbid. Azach was state nicht, is a makbid. That's topsy-turvy, upside down completely. How to convert it. So before doing anything like that, first find out what state, what's wichtig, what's nicht so wichtig, what's, man kann man warte sein. Ja, man will nicht legen Kinder in Sakonis. Ja, man got to a meister, I think I mentioned this year. We got to a meister 3 years ago, 2 years, 3 years ago, I think. Also, a very spooky story. It just shows that these things still exist. So although we had a meister in somebody's house who they put a child who was under a year in a room. What they had done was they had a very long bathroom. It was a bathroom and toilet, so they made it shorter and put in a wall. And in the new space there, they built the room, the bedroom for the baby. From the day they put that baby in that room, the child wouldn't sleep. They cried all night. Later on, when he got a bit older, they didn't know what to do with him. He got a bit older, he could say some words. He would show the window. He says, not like, by the window. It was very, very, so the kids said, they had to take the child out of the room. After a few months it was. Took the child out of the room, went to another room to sleep, no problem. Mom's no problem. So the parents decided, they're going to sleep in this room and see what happens. So what happened? Nothing. Because they don't show themselves to people who know what's going on. A child won't be able to say, this child started speaking a bit. Because it's clear. It was clear, he showed the window and he showed that he was scared. There was something at the window that bothered him. So these things do exist. So again, don't ask me, but one has to be careful. Sometimes if a child's screaming and crying for no reason, try and change his room, see what happens. Could be that's the solution. Or like a woman saying, yeah, so we're now in the press also, like in Gateshead, going on my summit, somebody had a room that you hadn't used for anything. So they didn't put a mezuzah on many years ago. I didn't put some on. And at night, I think at one stage it started, at night, every night I heard those blood-curdling sounds coming from that room. So they wrote to them, put some zuz on. Yeah, and that stopped it, finished, no problem. Now, I say, these things do happen. You know, so this can, yeah. So in that fact again, this is the... So that's what I'm going to show you, the chilek between the two things. One's not blocking up a doorway, or a windowway. That's just not blocking up. Put in a thing, and that's all. They put in a tube, and you solve the problem. But if you're taking and removing a fireplace, where there's a chashash on not using the place where that fireplace was not using for anything, so you shouldn't make there a place for sleeping on, or anything else that you can walk through. Yeah, you're open to walk through, fine. Other to sleep there, one shouldn't sleep there. Yeah, so you can put a cover there. So that's Bekitzer. I'm not saying Bekitzer. It's impossible to go every prat and every different case how it could be. But now zogen the was steht und ich sehe das. Das steht. Das steht die alle Sachen. Ich habe gesehen, du. So I'll just tell you, Meister, it's not so shovels when he's looking Meisters. So this safety brings a Meister, a Meister from the Chosid Achad, a gefaked Reb David Tolna, and from the greatest rabbis from not all that long ago, that his house is very narrow, not enough room for the children, and he wants to broaden the house. But to do that, he'd have to break up the oven in the room there. So Tom Rambo said to him, Beseda, kannst machen. This Chosid Shver didn't want to allow him to do it. Only if he gets a heter from the Sadgar Rebbe. So he went to the Sadgar Rebbe and asked him, can we break up the oven to make the deer wider? So he said to him, why do you want to go into something which is a sofek? What's the after Rangid and Kriechen and Sveikas, Mishaias? So he said to him that his Shved asked the Talmud Rebbe being there, and he got a positive answer. So Sadgar Rebbe said to him, look, the Talmud Rebbe is coming here to our town next week. We'll ask him, you'll be here, you come here, and you ask, and we'll be together, free. And if we come to agreement to be matir, we mutter. So the next week, Taka came. The Talmud Rebbe came to Sadgar Rebbe's house, and he came in. So this Yid gave a kvittel to Sadgar Rebbe. They're going to Sadgar Chosid. So he gave a kvittel to Sadgar Rebbe about a whole lot of things. And one of the things was, can he broaden his house and destroy the oven to make room for his children? So Sadgar Rebbe outgained to kvittel loud so that the Talmud Rebbe should hear it. And he didn't say anything. Talmud Rebbe didn't say anything. He didn't react. So Sadgar Rebbe turned around to him. He said to him, Talmud Rebbe, what's your opinion about this? He said, look, he's in Dodo Rebbe. And you asked the Shaila, not me. So Sadgar Rebbe said, Ove Chogahet, that you are matirit. So he said, Talmud Rebbe said, no, if you, the Sadgar Rebbe, are asking me, I'm a chuyv to answer. I can't not answer. He said, and the reason why he asked me the shayla was because, pushit, isn't it going to room? He can't afford to buy a bigger house. He might be able to extend this house and knock down the oven. That's the only way you could make it to make space. So I said to him that if it's mamish and vital, and there's another choice, it's a heta. Of the Sadgar Rebbe being afraid, and what do you do, the Rabbi Yehuda Chosid? What's with Rabbi Yehuda Chosid's tzavah? So he answered him, he said, look, we've come off their welt to help Eden and make their life more easy, more comfortable. And if sometimes it's a difficult thing, like our case, so we're mekabel achrayus on ourselves that he should have no nezek because of the tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. I looked again for Talmud Rebbe, again for Father Sadgar Rebbe. As Sadgar Rebbe looked, he got all, Sadgar Rebbe, all, it's rachshus. He says, I never knew that your Havas Yisrael is so great, you're prepared to take an achrayas of a sakona and be over of a tzavos of Yudah Chosid, the Tevah Seid. This is the best of Havas Yisrael. This is going to the Amais. Alright? Chosid Shemais, you want to call it that, whatever you want to call it. Aber not gehandelt die Sachen. I'm just trying to show that these things are things which are not gehandelt die Sachen.
So what has to, one doesn't mechanisch wegmachen. Das ist auch. Doch gedenken, all the same Chassidim, gewähnen von Gdolei Rishonim, Abala Toises, and auf Jesach hat er Makar. Jesach ist auch Makar. We may not always know the Makar, aber er gesagt, hat er Makar. So especially right out the Makar of, also mit Bilam, to show the Makar from where it comes. The Hill Inyan to be Makvid on not blocking up an exit or entrance, yeah. So it's still noch, obviously, it's not such Sachen, was wir noch werden. I just thought this, Agav, just to fill in a bit of time at the end here, there's interesting things about names. There are a lot of shades of names, hakpulis on names. Just moments from Thursday, somebody called me up. A lady called me up, she said, we're going to say Ashidach. And the husband said, no, can't you make the Ashidach? Why not? Because the... I can't remember the name, I'm sure it was. The colour, that's right. The colour has got two names, and the Shviga to be has got one name. That one name is the same as one of the two names of the colour. So the husband said, no, can't make the Ashidach, forget it, just forget it. So it's not richtig. He kemat alle gedolim zogen, klo, that. If one's got one name and one's got two names, especially if the one with the one name, the one with the two names, so the one with the two names only uses the other name, but even if she uses both names, even if, let's say the mother is called Ruchel, and she in the verse is called Ruchel Leah, it's a different name. Ruchel is a different name. And that means more really, because it comes with some shitters, that if you call somebody Ruchel Leah after somebody who's called Ruchel, or just Leah, you've not called the child after that person at all. Because two names is a new name. It's not a name. It's a new name. It's not a shaykhis. Yes, you haven't think you've called it's nice if you think about it, it's fine, but it's not called after. But where there's one of the names the same as the other one, and even if you are called, if the other one is called both names, is Shet and Chasson Sefer, one of the children of Daf Machna Shevich, Egwana Chosenshein, Egwana Chosen, and the Bucha was called Moshe. Chosen was called Moshe, and Chasson Sefer was called Moshe. Meister Speshas Meister, he did nothing about it, he wasn't Choshish or anything. But later on, when he came near the town of the Chasna, one of the sons of the Chasson Sefer contacted this Chosen in a different town and said, look, Esher you'll take yourself another name, and it's have to be called by the other name, so it won't be the same name as the Shem. Didn't make a whole geschäft out of it, yeah? She must have not told me the name. But that's with names. But there's do noch an Kudela, there's a Dwar Tshuva in from Sigetarov, that Azok, he's got a Kabbalah, Azok, and that's where this comes from. There's things we always hear. I'm on Fregen, Drei Rabbonim. Indeed, all these kind of shaylos and afreim cars come from the rabbonim. So there's Kabbalah v'yodei. Kabbalah v'yodei, you ask three rabbonim, and give a hetter, and you can go ahead, no problem. So that also brings with a lot of shaylos. They're the same names, the other same names, the same names. That brings a lot of shaylos. It depends, what's the name? What's the name? Chazon Moshe, Agon Masham, I can't remember, was Zivik Shishi, Zivik Shishi, I can't remember. And his wife had a child who was getting engaged to somebody who had, and the color, the prospective color, had the same name as Revison. Yeah, I'll take it's not a problem, because Mary Revison, nobody calls her by her name, everybody calls her Revison. That's Revison. The Haltish Kanoman. That's Revison. No problem. Yeah. So you get interesting answers sometimes to certain questions you didn't expect. Because it depends what the reason is. But I ain't getting into that more another time. Kalav Chamos, the ganze, is also ganze shaila what it means. Is it three generations or two generations? Do I shikl stira vengdim? Do I titzach adayim tishna benk and rishonim? It's back and forth. Yeah, so if it's two, one's two names and one's one name, is zichanishkan problem.
And if one can take on to be called an other name, if both names are exactly the same, and you make that the one of them takes on a new name, and is always called by that name, that's the problem. It doesn't always work. Yeah, and don't shtut makazain meister, this was a geschehen for Mittelsaar meister. Yeah, it's nicht git ausgekommen. Because they weren't makpid to call the one who had to add a name to himself without a name. Ja, es ist nicht pushy, die Sachen sind nicht pushy, aber gesehen Sachen, du bist, Sachen, which is, it's a bissl, very, very scary. So, man darf Achten geben, die Sachen darf man Achten geben. Und schon, people say, ich bin nicht schrischisch. Ich such nicht das nicht, du hast ein Mahalach, sie man soll nicht kopiert. The Shali is you really not kopiert? It depends what's the attitude, not kopiert? Or doesn't care for these things? Yeah, depends what you're saying. So the frigging the shayla, the frigging. But these shaylas come up kaseida in the Davisul city, Yeah, a few in more new than that, but chobzich can bring it up. Right, but that's also part of that. And since those sakonas name, we find in dem sakonas, and treft in dem sakonas, and one has to be careful. Alright, I think Mr. Stiller though, we might write again next week with still decide. Alright, call to him.
How about the action chimney? Since there's a string beam with an angle like the Zach for the oven, really.